Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
So, Mayor LaToya, glad to see you go. Cantrell pays her legal fees of the innocent citizen that was harassed by Cantrell as a result of pictures being taken of her with Google Eyes with her security team on a balcony in the French Quarter. This particular incident took on a life of itself. Was reported nationally across the country. Of course, you know, once again, we were the laughingstock of all of that. And, you know, it's all a big joke in so many different ways. And just the other day, Monday, I did a monologue on the mayor. Again, you know, talking about her responsibility relative to the budget. Just so happens she puts us in a $220 million deficit posture, and she's worried about fulfilling her responsibilities in making sure that the last budget that's adopted, which she's not going to have to implement or have any input as to the operational considerations of that budget, that she's got this overwhelming responsibility to make sure she got it right. Now, this is the same person who posted a budget earlier in the year in January and plugged the number for overtime. In fact, didn't put numbers in for overtime. And historically, we know that there's a significant overtime spend in the city, but had they put the numbers in, maybe the budget just wasn't going to be balanced. And you're supposed to be adopting a balanced budget, but she's had divine intervention, overwhelmed with the responsibility, understanding totally for the first time in her tenure that the fiduciary obligation that she has to you as taxpayers is that she had to make sure that one of the last decisions that she's going to have to make of any significant importance was to veto the budget that was bantered about for 2 weeks with external experts reviewing, saying communications with the Revenue Estimating Committee, although they didn't take official action. Why? Because we couldn't figure out what the deficit was. So she actually put the incoming administration and the existing council behind the proverbial eight ball because she did not have her it together, which no one was really surprised by that, because we go back 6 months trying to figure out where's the money. Where's the money? Nobody can find the money. And 3 months prior to that, we had more money. We were bathing in money. Money was never going to be an issue. We can do whatever we want. If we wanted six more sister cities, no problem. Mayor would have been Johnny on the spot, ready to travel all over the world to create those opportunities that would deliver what? Nada. Nothing. No ROI. No evidence of any plus up for us at all. Right? None in the least bit. So she continues to kind of try to burn the house down. One would think that she would maybe want to be remembered for being open and receptive and transparent as we work through this transition period, you know, knowing that her term is coming to an end. It's like no big surprise, right? It's, these things are set out in statute. We know all of this goes on. We know that there has to be an ordered and structured transition of power from the outgoing mayor to the incoming mayor. You hope that the administration would cooperate in just about everything, understanding her time is over. She's done. She's out. I mean, I'm not trying to be crude, but that's the reality of it. I mean, really, it's truly the reality of how this works when you have this transition of power. You move from having it all to having none in a very short period of time. Some people have a real difficult time dealing with that. Some don't want to be the team player. Team New Orleans, right? Team New Orleans, and do the right thing. So right now, you know, there's some chatter. I don't know if you've been by Gallier Hall lately, but they have five banners up in between the pillars on the facade of Gallier Hall in anticipation and in coordination with the transition of power and moving to a new administration. The transition committee and members of the new of the council, because new members of the council are coming in, all had this desire to put up these banners, right? And from what I understand, they went through the process. There's somebody that you have to talk to get approval to do so. That was done. The banners were paid for with private dollars, and they were put up. So, you know, of course, you're going to have these potential conflicts of outgoing administration and incoming administration. These are hard. When I read to you what's on these banners, you're probably going to understand why this has become a bone of contention, right? I mean, because it's so obvious when I reveal this that it would just rub everybody the wrong way. So the first banner says, "All in for our future." I mean, need I say anything more? I mean, how much more obnoxious can you be than to be all in for our future? The second one says, "All in for our youth." I mean, just knock me down on St. Charles Avenue. Right? Horrible. "All in for New Orleans." Jeez. The fourth one says, "All in for our culture." And the fifth one says, "All in for our community." Right? Just five just horrible statements. I mean, just terrible. Terrible. I mean, just so obnoxious. I mean, I'm sure that you guys are pulling over on the side of the road just completely and totally offended and can't believe your lying ears of what Newell Normans had to say about what was on the banners this morning. Now, there's some rumors going around that the mayor doesn't want these banners up. She wants them down. Now, nobody's clear as to what that may be. I think it's part of the burn the house down mentality that she's taken in this transition period where she doesn't want to get along with much of anybody, right? She's exercising whatever little scintilla of authority and power that she thinks that she might have in so many different ways. It could be that they're unveiling her portrait tomorrow at Gallier Hall as she leaves, you know, and, you know, it could be all of that. I'm not sure. You know, I know there were a number of people with the media out there. We had folks out there waiting to see whether or not this was going to be another childish venture on the part of the mayor. I'm hoping I'm wrong, that this is not the case. I hope that, you know, my sources were wrong that this is not the case. I don't know. And there's no identity on it, because I had the folks take pictures of it that indicate that it has anything to do with the transition committee. And actually, I'm pulling the picture up again now so I can zoom in and see whether or not there's anything there that is connected to and identifying this as being part of anything other than being all in, right? I mean, I love it because you've heard me say, if you're not a 100% player, if you're not all in, you owe it to yourself to leave. Because, you know, I used to say as a manager, I don't have the time or the energy or the patience to manage 70% players. Either you're all in or you're doing yourself a disservice, you're doing the entity a disservice, and you have to hasta la vista. Adios. Pues. Gone. Got to be out of there. Because you're not being true to yourself, you're not being true to the entity.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up, you get early payout on parlays too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
It's kind of the way to feel about, you know, where Mayor LaToya Cantrell is at the present time with some of the childish behavior that she's exhibited here most recently. She's not 100% in. She hadn't been 100% in for you, the taxpaying citizens and the citizens of the city of New Orleans, for a while. In fact, she has been very disconnected on a whole lot of different fronts, because if she doesn't get her way, you know, she's going to pout and do something. So hopefully, for the sake of cooperation and everything else, as we move from one administration to the next, that the banners stay up. I like them. They're nice, colorful. You know, they just talk about all in for our future, all in for our youth, all in for New Orleans, all in for our culture, all in for our community. Good positive messaging, right? Actually, she might could have been the beneficiary of what the messaging was here. Nobody would know the difference other than the fact that she's telling people that she wanted the banners down, is what I'm told. Who knows? No one that we've asked this of, though, was surprised. that was pretty telling. No one was surprised. I mean, pretty much everyone, hey, did you hear this? Sounds just like Cantrell. Not surprised. Would be shocked, obviously, you know, as to whether or not, you know, that she wouldn't do that is what we're hearing. You know, we'd be surprised. On a text line, Please explain what's the problem with the banners. By the way, I'm not a LaToya fan. Well, the banners were put up by the transition committee. They were privately funded and by the new council because you have a new members and a new body on the council and a new administration coming in. And allegedly, the mayor, LaToya Cantrell, wanted the banners down. We learned this morning that there's going to be an unveiling of her portrait at Galliar Hall either today or tomorrow. I'm not sure. All of this, one, is not really intrusive or obstructive of the other event. You have five positive messages on a banner. Nobody would even know the better as to why they're there. They do now because, you know, allegedly the mayor's telling people she wants them down because it's not about her. It was much like my monologue yesterday about Donald Trump not being the center of the universe, of not being the center of any universe, and not going to ever be the center of any universe, plain and simple. The same holds true here. You're not the center of any universe, Madam Mayor. So hopefully this goes away. Hopefully it's bad information, and hopefully we can just get beyond this and get, so we'll see. We actually, there was a fire chief that showed up on the scene there. There were some public works people that showed up on the scene there. They kind of were eyeing this up, and, you know, we reached out to the NOFD PIO, Gregory Davis, says he has no idea what's going on here or why Chief Nelson was inspecting the banners. I don't believe in coincidences. You know, of all the days that allegedly the banners are supposed to come down, you have some public works folks out there and the fire chief out there, and, you know, so we'll see. Maybe the mayor will change her mind. Maybe not. But we shall see where this goes. So we're here on December 17th, her last full day in office. As you know, it's on whose birthday? That would be mine. Hoorah! January the 11th. And January 12th, the incoming mayor, Helena Moreno, gets sworn in. So we'll see. And, you know, in two, what's being, there's still things being uncovered relative to not the budget, but the finances within the city. In fact, I'm hearing a bunch of different things that have been revealed that are going to ultimately be public and are going to be a problem. You know, these stories just go on and on and on. There are going to have to be some policy changes that a lot of people are not going to like because they're not doing things in the best interest of the city at the present time. And these are things that I made decisions on when I was still at the sheriff's office to protect the fisc, the public fisc, because otherwise, if you don't make some of these policy decisions, they're going to hurt you, and they're going to hurt you in a big way. And they hurt you even more when you're down and out. So it's going to be very, very interesting. Well, we'll be right back. 504-260-1870 on the Oakland Heart Jewelers Talk and Text Line. Stay with us.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Make money from your podcast with the Odyssey Creator Lab. You create the show, we bring the advertisers. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com.